to Church Members, 1907. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3, verse 1-4. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Colossians 2, verse 12. By this ordinance of baptism, buried with him in baptism, the subject, on profession of his faith in Jesus Christ, openly renounces sin before many witnesses. This open profession testifies to his renunciation of sin. Through believing on Christ Jesus and being buried with him by baptism, men show their deadness to the reigning power of sin. Coming up out of the water is the symbol of the resurrection. By believing in Christ, they thus experience in their own persons the same divine power which raised Christ from the dead. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians 6, verse 10-13. Will we comply with the conditions? Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Verses 14-17. We are to keep this in mind. Although all our strength in the Christian life comes from God, we are to act our individual part in this work. We are to cherish and strengthen our consciousness of our individual duty to have strength, because this is a spiritual warfare with invisible foes. The help has been provided in the power of His might. Verse 10. All the spiritual consciousness is to be strengthened by a continual, increasing faith. In our warfare with invisible foes, we are to look to God continually and by faith plead His assurance. With all humility, we are to hang our helpless souls upon the invisible power, pleading because we have taken the whole armor, every piece of it. With the shield of faith, we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked from whatsoever source they may come. The word of the Lord is our defense. We must make the word of God the man of our counsel. If we move intelligently, we must move understandingly in the resistance of invisible powers, above all, taking the shield of intelligent faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse 16. We must know what is truth for our individual selves. The mystery of the union between Christ and his believers makes us members of his body, of his flesh and his bones. We have the word of the Lord that this union makes us joined to the Lord as one spirit. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Verses 19, 20. Christ has redeemed the body as verily as the soul. This spiritual union must be sacredly preserved. If we control our spiritual sacred union, we will become spiritual, preserve sacred our body in eating and in dressing. Christ has paid the price of redeeming the body, and this union has not been thoroughly considered in the indulgence of appetite. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Verses 19, 20. We are Christ's property. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3, verse 4. Read this whole chapter and then study its claims. Christ is the light and love and joy of his people, and when Christ comes, it will be to be glorified in his saints. Every soul needs to be vigilant in the discharge of his duty in spiritual lines. A great work is before us.